Just to get away from the city and experience like the real life of Australia. And you don't really see many Australian people in their cities, and out here you see the way they live and just real Australian life, isn't it?
Stacey Gilder is a young backpacker who's getting a taste of life in the vast Australian outback, and by the sounds of it, she's loving every minute of it. Hello, I'm Cherie von Hirschner. Stacey swapped life in Northern Ireland for the remote community of Tibooburra, a small dot on the map in the far northwest corner of New South Wales. The nearest big town is Broken Hill, a good 3.5 to 4 hours drive south down the Silver City Highway. Stacey's found a job working in the town's one and only two-story pub and isn't missing life in the big city.
Crowds and crowds of people trying to get on a train. Nobody would stop to think and look at you or even smile or say hello. When you come to these wee small towns, people address you. Maybe they've met you once, but they know your name the next time they see you, and they just welcome you in. Yeah, make you feel at home. Like they would just say hello or good day or just welcome you.
Thinking of, or comparing it to Belfast, are there big differences in regards to that, where people are saying hello? I'd imagine in Belfast it's a pretty big city.
Well, I'm just in a town outside of Belfast, so it's more, everyone does say hello whether you know them or not. You're in a shop and someone would turn around and comment on the weather, so you find it kind of reminds you of home, so you don't feel as homesick.
Now, you're working here in the local pub. Did you used to work in a pub back home?
No, I actually done hairdressing at home, so when I came to Australia, I just wanted to experience something different. Didn't want to leave life at home to come out here and just do the same thing, so I've been working in pubs the whole time I've been here.
And what have you been enjoying about your experiences here?
It's just a different way of life and seeing how, like, I don't live on a farm and we're not animal people, so just people talking day in and day out about animals, and they tell you different stories about snakes and stuff that we wouldn't hear about, so yeah, just interesting.
Just mentioning snakes there, what kind of experiences have you had with the local wildlife?
I haven't seen any snakes at all, but just like iguanas, and we had a dragon lizard jump onto the bed the other day, frogs in the toilets, and things you just wouldn't expect.
You had a dragon lizard jump on your bed?
Yeah, well, it's my bedroom, but the girl I'm travelling with, she was watching a movie and it just jumped beside her and stayed still, and yeah, came back today, but we got it out.
How big is the dragon lizard?
It wasn't overly big, probably just not much bigger than your hand, but yeah, it's quite scary.
Now, it's been really hot here in Tibooburra. It's been really hot here in the far west. How have you been handling the heat?
Indoors and aircon turned on. Hoping for the best. Drinking loads of water, yeah, obviously.
So very different to Ireland.
Yeah, we had 22 degrees and it's a heat wave with us. But out here it's like 40-something, but I'm convinced it's a different temperature. It feels different. Because at home, 22 degrees feels warm. Out here, it's 22 is cold.
Just thinking about other things that you might have had to get used to living in a remote small town in the outback, what are some of those?
Well, yeah, at home I never ever had a reason to learn how to drive. Everything is walking distance, so when you come out this far out, you need a license to get around. So I never learned to drive. It never interested me to learn to drive until I've come here and realised how much you actually need to learn to drive, and you depend on people who do drive just to the likes of being here. If you need shampoo or shower gel, you need to get somewhere into Broken Hill and you can't walk.
Are you finding that some of the locals are trying very hard to get used to your lovely accent?
They're actually not too bad, because every backpacker that's come through this town and worked in this pub has been Irish. So we're not too bad.
And so what about you in terms of tuning your ear to the Australian accent? Have you found that easy enough?
Yeah, I find at the very start when I arrived in Australia, it was fascinating to hear Australian people talk, but now it's just, I don't even notice it. And I just forget I have an accent, so when people can't understand me, I'm just like, why? Like, why not?